As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing in the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, July the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, Always News. Lots of that, hard facts, certainly workable solutions for you, where we can find them and when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org and engage in our chat room discussion, a fabulous chat room discussion we had here yesterday, by the way. Or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, I think. Its phones are working today. And from around America and around the world, you can always call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Get in touch with me any way that you can. You can also go up on to becomevocallocal.com, get all that contact information, and, of course, our archives and so much more available at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Again, a big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Sam and Trish Britton, love those folk. Wonderful people. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York. Good morning, Jimmy. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 1610 AM, Lompoc, California. AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals decline in early trading. We'll talk about that a little bit this morning. Infanticide, starvation, and ignorance. We'll go there in the news as well. Bailouts, buyouts, sellouts, as the global beast system grinds forward. All that on the browser today. Of course, later in the hour, we'll go into John Stuart Mill on representative government. And throughout the broadcast, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning. Things are changing and changing rapidly. Gold down about $16.40 right now. But as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and take all of this information with a grain of salt because it's about an hour old. Anywho, this is what I found at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading off $7.40, beginning a precipitous decline. It trades at $1,201.50. I can see right now that it's probably in the neighborhood of $1,190, thereabouts. Silver was off 2 cents at $17.79. That's changing rapidly, too. On the downside, platinum was up $2. Whether it's still going to go there or not, we'll see. But it was trading at $15.09, and palladium was flat on early trading at $4.29. It'll probably be in decline as well. Nevertheless, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, found gold trading at $1,198.20 for a low and $1,214.80 for a high. Pretty fair spread in there, about $16, and that spread has nothing but widened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and absolutely, certainly a sell-off going on in the COMEX market. Hits fresh six-week lows on technical selling. This by Jim Wyckoff. We'll come back to the rest of the market report in a moment. But the COMEX gold futures in New York have sold off Tuesday morning. He writes, as more technically related selling is featured, a lack of fresh bullish fundamental news has also allowed technically based trading to become more prevalent on Tuesday. August gold last traded down $16.70 at $1,191 an ounce. August gold could be seeing the beginning of a bearish downside breakout from a minor bearish pennant pattern that had formed on the daily bar chart in recent trading sessions. The next major downside near-term technical target for gold bears is pushing and closing August futures prices below the solid chart support at 1,168. Will it go down into that area? I don't think so, but it might. So, nevertheless, if you're in the gold market, remember there's a lot of big hands in the market, a lot of deep pockets in the market, and unfortunately most of them are either running naked or running short, so I'm sure they're trying to cover themselves up, and this is a COMEX gold sell-off, so watch the Commodity Future Trading Commission and GATA, watch J.P. Morgan Chase very closely, watch your GLD, all of the various exchange-traded funds. I'm sure that we should see some sort of reflection by the end of the day that they were in the marketplace, either selling and I likely selling and or buying. Anyway, let's go back into that market report again. We're looking at yesterday being a U.S. holiday, an observed holiday, Independence Day, and so the markets were basically closed. But going back to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, on Friday closed off 46 at 96.86, the NASDAQ down 10 at 2092, and the S&P 500 standard, no so very poor 500 industrials there, down 5 and closing out at 1,023. The SPDR gold shares this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time showed that they were still holding 1,318.91 metric tons of gold in their treasure chest, ostensibly. Whether that's just cyber gold or not, we don't know. But on the State Street there, the global advisors, it'd be valued at about $50.93 billion. Of course, as the price of the spot gold declines, the value of their holdings declines with it because it's all based on metric tons of gold. By the ounce, by the way. Anyway, crude oil this morning bumped up 79 cents. In early trading to $72.93 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index moved down 29 basis points, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All these numbers are off right now. But if you want to go up on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, that's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., you can find out what the U.S. dollar index, their trade-weighted basket of currencies, this foreign product that they sell, is doing. But at 9 o'clock a.m., it was at 84.25, moving down 29 basis points, and that impacts the Forex, where we found the Canadian dollar, the Canadian loonie, if you will, moving up 78 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S., the Mexican peso up 52 at 8 cents U.S., again, the euro up 0.38%. Trades at $1.26. A lot of flap in the news this morning about the U.S. dollar and the euro coming to parity. That may be a little ways distant yet. It seems to be on the rebound. The British pound this morning moves up 39 basis points. Again, all of this, as the U.S. dollar goes down, all the foreign exchange rates go up. That's what's happening. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're reporting. British pound moves up 39 basis points, trading or exchanging, we could say, with the U.S. dollar at $1.52 a pound. Swiss franc moves up 16 basis points, trades out at 94 cents U.S. So there's a little bit of an adjustment there between the parity that existed on Friday last between the Canadian loonie and the Swiss franc. The bond market, again, these numbers are all based on last Friday. Well, I'm just going to repeat them again so that we get a better idea of what's going on. And those of you that are keeping your charts, you'll have something to include for today. But the bond market this morning, the two-year, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries, 0.62, the 10-year at 2.97. And they're talking about this this spread between the two-year and the 10-year as being important. We'll cover that in a moment. The 30-year stands at 3.93%, the yield on the 30-year bond. The 15-year mortgage market this morning, the fixed mortgages, again, these are reflecting numbers that were coming out last week, moving down from 4.28% to 4.09%, and the 30-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.88% to 4.7%. So that's the market report for today, but we've got a lot of other market-related news involved in here. Let's just go over here. I want to talk about this one. Had a little bit of something to do with the election recently, or C-election, I guess it might be another way of saying it, recently in Australia as regards, let me see if we can do this, pull this back into place. Let's go here, previous there. See if it'll do it. Yeah, now we're backing into it. Trying to get this article come up here. We were talking about this lady Gillard in Australia, who was replacing the former fellow there, largely, many people thought, because of the previous or predecessor's stance on imposing the taxes on the mining community. So let's see if we got it now, if we're up on page one yet. This thing is playing with me. Playing with me. Come on, dude. Jump. When I want you to jump, jump. I said jump. If you don't jump, we're going to jump onto this and just go with it. Come on. Got a little bit more time here. Well, it's going to play around, so we'll come back to that article in a moment because I'm not going to sit here and wait forever. This computer's not running as quick as it should. This is in regards to the treasuries. We'll come back to Australia in a moment. Treasuries, this off Bloomberg, shows a 12% chance of a double dip to the Fed as yields near record low. What are we talking about? Double dipping. When you start getting these double dippings, these reverse head and shoulders things, and all the chartists and the people that keep charts and graphs and circles and arrows and things like that, it's important to them. And so when they see these indicators and they're charting these indicators, and then they come out with all their various prognostications, which we don't do here. We just tell you what's really happening. U.S. government bond yields are signaling almost no chance of the economy slipping into another recession, even as stocks and commodities tumble, according to research from the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. Don't know how much they had to pay them to get that report, but that's the report. U.S. government bond yields signaling almost no chance of the economy slipping into another recession. About depression, I don't know. The 2.34 percentage point gap, remember this is what we mentioned there, you got the 2-year is at 0.62, the 10-year at 2.97, but they're talking about the 2.34 percentage gap between yields on 2-year and 10-year treasuries is more than double the 20-year average and about the same as it was in 2003 just before gross domestic product rose 3.6%. The so-called yield curve suggests growth won't slow to less than 1%, about a 12% chance of recession in the next year, said Joseph Habrick, the head of the banking and financial institutions group at the Cleveland Fed. Of course, then he just jumped out the window. So, got it. Well, too bad for Joseph. Anyway, market rates conflict with growing concerns that the U.S. economy will contract for the second time in 3 years. Conflict with growing concerns. The U.S. economy will contract for the second time in 3 years. Rather drastic wording, actually, quite honestly. Bond returns exceeded stocks by the widest margin in 9 years during the first half as investors retreated from higher-yielding assets. The Labor Department reported the first drop in employment this year on July the 2nd. At the same time, Wall Street expects bond yields to rise as the U.S. expansion continues. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so as the Federal Reserve and all the master blasters of the economic universe continue to appear with intense concern at these various and sundry indicators, including the bond yields, we'll just continue this article and see what more they have to say, and we'll jump along to something else. But again, market rates, conflict with growing concerns that the U.S. economy will contract for the second time in 3 years. Quote, we could get a sharper move to higher yields once growth dynamics take hold, James Caron said, or the head of U.S. Interest rate strategy at Morgan Stanley in New York said in a July 2nd interview on Bloomberg Television. We still expect a 3.5% growth this year. Well, you know, I've read it on air to you a number of times, how often these people something unexpectedly happens. Well, they still expect a 3.5% growth this year, but I imagine somewhere around December we'll start hearing how they unexpectedly, you know, the market unexpectedly declined, and they didn't get that growth they were expecting. U.S. economy grew at 2.7% annual rate in the first quarter. Blah, 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 blah. And then it goes in and talks about the inverted curve, slower pace, so on and so forth. Economists are forecasting the U.S. economy will grow 3.2% this year and 2.9% in 2011, according to the median forecast of 66 economists, blah, blah, blah. Things are still growing, but just at a slower pace. Is that called stunted? I think so. William O'Donnell, U.S. government bond strategist in Stamford, Connecticut, a Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC, another primary dealer, quote, it is way too premature to say that we're headed to another double dip. Well, there's that. Concerns over a double dip are now overstated. Brett Rose, a fixed income strategist at the New York-based firm, wrote in the report, very slow. Kenneth Rogoff, the Harvard University professor and former International Monetary Fund chief thief or economist, said economic recoveries underway now are very, very slow. Well, that's kind of giving you the idea things aren't going the way that Barry had in mind. Wrap up, back to the article from Australia, finally decided to load. Wrap up, three Australia government under a new mine tax revenue attack. Here we go. Australian government under attack over potential mining tax shortfalls. Economists say China, India to underpin the mine tax economy. Australia's records, third highest trades, records the third highest trade surplus, and the new mine tax should spur investment. This off of Reuters. Michael Perry writing out of Sydney, Australia on July the 6th. Australia opposition accused the government on Tuesday of misleading the voters over billions of dollars in lost tax revenue, reigniting a row over a politically damaging mining tax ahead of an expected election. Prime Minister Julia Gillard ended a three-month dispute with global miners on Friday by announcing a watered-down tax, but revelations the new tax revenue was based on higher commodity forecasts put the tax back in the public spotlight. The Labor government said it would lose only 1.5 billion Australian in revenue, but the conservative opposition said the loss could be 4.5 billion Australian under commodity forecast for the original tax. All of this has a lot to do with the economy, but it also has a big impact on the metals. That's why we keep our eye on what's happening over there. Here's a little bit more, talking more about the situation in the world that we've got. Let's see what we've got. Here we go. More financial news, new news, newsy news off of Bloomberg. Services in the U.S. probably grew at a slower pace, signaling growth is slowing. I thought this was a service economy, right? This is a service-based economy. So if services in the U.S. probably grew at a slower pace, signaling that growth is slowing, things are looking pretty grim for the U.S. of A. This by Shabana Chandra. New news for Bloomberg, July the 6th. Service industries in the U.S. expanded in June at a slower pace. I don't know. Is that like a long, slow, gaseous fart? I have no idea. Indicating the economy started to cool entering the second half, economists said before a report today. The economy has started to cool. When was it ever hot? I can't remember. The Institute for Supply Management. What's with all of these institutes anyway? My God in heaven. Which covers about 90% of the economy, fell to 55 from 55.4 in May. This is their index. Who cares? Liars, anybody. Companies such as Bed and Bath and Beyond. You know, this is America. Bed, Bath and Beyond. It's the kind of companies we have here now. We used to have auto manufacturers and widget makers and all kinds of things. Now it's just all Bed, Bath, Beyond, perfumes, creams, and all that stuff's imported from Israel anyway, made out of children or something. May find it harder to boost sales without faster job growth as government stimulus wanes. All right? To pull back the green shoots, when they pull back the government stimulus, things have been going to hell in a handbasket, and it's going rapidly. Private hiring last month rose less than forecast, and consumer confidence plunged. That's right. Consumers don't have any confidence in the Ponzi scheme. They get out of the market. They withdraw. They withdraw all of their dollar-denominated assets. They take all of their Federal Reserve notes, and the wise men convert them into precious metals, something that you can actually take physical possession of, something that will actually hold its wealth throughout this recession, indicating the recovery from the worst recession since the 1930s remains vulnerable. Here's the quote. Given the headwind from slower private payrolls, consumers are going to spend cautiously. I'd say so. If you don't have any money, you got nothing to spend, right? But this is Michael Gregory, the senior economist at BMO Capital Markets in Toronto. I don't know whether he was hiding inside of the cage while the protesters were going on in the street, but Toronto nonetheless. Quote, we still have a recovery, but it'll probably be a little more sluggish. Yeah, statistical recovery, jobless recession. That's what we heard before. The Tempe-based Arizona ISM report is due at 10 a.m. in New York, blah, blah, blah. Figures on services follow the reports last week that showed a slowdown in manufacturing and weaknesses in housing. At the same time, Europe grapples with the debt crisis and China tries to slow its economy. Consumer confidence. The outlook for jobs is one reason consumer confidence sank more than forecast in June. Are these guys just what? You know, new to this game? What are you, new, Bloomberg? The outlook for jobs is one reason consumer confidence sank. Yeah, there are no jobs. Consumers don't have any confidence. They don't know where the next dime's going to come from. They've already run out of every possible grant, gimme, and socialist mommy state, you know, nipple suck they could find. But here it is. It raises the risk household spending, which accounts for about 70% of the economy, will falter. I hope they didn't have to spend too much money on their education. Here's another quote. It appears that the consumer continues to face economic challenges and the pressures of macroeconomic environment still persist. That was a quote from Leonard Feinstein. I guess if you stay in school long enough, you learn how to say fancy things about simple ideas like, hey, I'm broke. It's no joke. All right. But here's another one. This is kind of really a joke on the world. Sad to see it this way, but that's what it's going to look like. This is a rather lengthy article. We'll only be able to get a start on it. But off Bloomberg this morning, Andrew Fry, New News, writing about Warren Buffett. Buffett donates $1.6 billion in the biggest gift since the 2008 crisis. All right. Warren Buffett, the billionaire who has promised to give away 99% of his fortune to charity. God, does anybody have his address? Just email his address to me. He wants to give away some money. I'll make my post office box, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, available to receive his checks. He made his largest donation since the 2008 financial crisis after profits at his Berkshire Hathaway, Inc. jumped. Well, we'll have to figure out who he gave the money to and what they intend to spend it on right after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Your calls are certainly welcome today. It's 866-841-1065. I'll just put out for the audience that was with us yesterday, and for those that missed it, we had a very outstanding chat developing in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, you certainly can do that. You can log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com, and when the page opens up, just click on the chat room. Come on in, anonymously or otherwise. But we had a very good chat, and for those that were in the chat, some had asked for a copy of the chat. And so what I did is I spent a couple of hours last night, and I went through and cleaned up the chat comments and all that and put it together in a 10-page Word document. So if you were interested in getting a copy of that chat, lots of very interesting questions, very good links, good commenter, all of that. You know, we have an excellent audience on Oracle Broadcasting. I'm so thankful that they come and visit with us in the morning. But if you'd like to have a copy of that, you can send me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. and I'll be glad to send you a word copy of that right back to you. So anyway, back into this article, talking about Warren Buffett on the news. Here's the Mr. Bowtie Man, the billionaire Warren Buffett, second richest man in America, I guess, or maybe the world. Continuing, the value of Buffett's annual, get it all the way back to the beginning. Warren Buffett, the billionaire, who has promised to give away 99% of his fortune to charity, made his largest donation since the 2008 financial crisis after profits at his Berkshire Hathaway Inc. jumped. I want you to listen carefully to this article. Why bother reading these things on air? The value of Buffett's annual gift to the foundation established by Bill Gates rose 28% to $1.6 billion from $1.25 billion last year. The donation made in Berkshire Class B stock was accompanied by gifts totaling $328 million in shares to the three charities run by Buffett's children, and another named for his late first wife, according to July the 2nd. Of course, we're surprised to find that Warren Buffett had any children, although we could accept the fact that he may have been married. Buffett, 79 years old, is depleting the world's third largest personal fortune in installments. The world's third largest personal fortune. If we're to believe this report, he's the third most wealthy person on the planet. The step-by-step approach means Buffett will control Omaha, Nebraska-based Berkshire as long as he lives. His chosen charities are counting on Berkshire profits to fund programs aimed at easing world hunger, boosting education in the U.S., and promoting access to abortions. And you see that his treasure chest is going to aid infanticide, starvation, and ignorance. Interesting, huh? It's good to say that he's staying with his plan, said Daniel Borochoff, president and founder of the American Institute of Philanthropy, a Chicago-based charity watchdog. Other wealthy donors are stepping back from their giving plans after the economic crisis. The gift value was calculated from the July 1st closing price of $78.81 a share. The filing didn't contain a dollar value. Berkshire rose 35% on the New York Stock Exchange, blah, 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 blah. The day Buffett made the gifts, the stock market rally helped increase Berkshire's profits 61% last year. The $27 billion takeover of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Corporation Railroad, Buffett's biggest, may boost Berkshire results further as the U.S. economy improves. The financial crisis lowered charitable giving in the United States by 3.6% to $303.75 billion in 2009. Do you understand why and how difficult it is to compete with the change agents flooding as they do out of academia into a town near you? Financed as they are by $303.75 billion in this pluralistic world that we live in, as we do money bombs and raise a million here and a million there. Buffett's gift to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation last year fell about 31% from $1.8 billion in 2008 as the Berkshire shares slumped. Quote, financial markets, for better or for worse, drive how people feel. How people feel. Your emotions. Everything's based on emotion. We set aside reason. We set aside logic, inductive and deductive. And we're now running on emotion. How do you feel this morning? How do you feel? Well, financial markets, for better or for worse, drive how people feel about giving, said Nancy Rabin, or perhaps Rabin, the chairman of Giving Institute, a consultant to nonprofit groups. You want to get grants, if you want to take grants and aid, if you want to get unearned grants and aid from the international community, even from Buffett, you might give Nancy Rabin, the chairman of the Giving Institute, a call. Buffett, whose wealth was estimated at $47 billion by Forbes magazine in March, let's just stop right there. He's supposed to be the third most wealthy person on the planet? I don't think so. I would say that he's probably in the lower tier. He might be at the upper level of the middle class and the lower tier of wealth on the planet. There is another tier above this that they don't have any way of estimating their actual wealth, you know, like the Queen of England, Queen Beatrix, you know, the black nobility of Europe and those people in Asia and in the Near and Middle East. But anyway, Buffett, whose wealth was estimated at $47 billion by Forbes magazine, or Stephen Forbes and Dick Armey, you know, they're all the Freedom Works stuff. This is the energy behind the Sarah Palin revolution. Announced his philanthropic plans in 2006. He pledged about 85% of his Berkshire holdings to the Gates Foundation, the Susan Thomas Buffett Foundation, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, the Sherwood Foundation, and the Novo Foundation. In a Fortune magazine op-ed last month, Buffett said more than 99% of his wealth would go to charity. And once again, we're talking about charity coming from Warren Buffett. We're talking about financing infanticide, starvation through genetically modified foods, and the deliberate dumbing down of America. Giving pledges, Buffett and Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft and the world's second richest man behind Mexico's Carlos Slim. So now we have the top three. Three wealthiest people on the planet, according to Stephen Forbes and his magazine, is Carlos Slim, number one, Warren Buffett, number two, and Bill Gates, number three. Presenting, pressing fellow billionaires to give more. Give, right? Give until it hurts. How much have you pledged today? How much have you tithed today? Give until it hurts. That's the idea. On June the 16th, the two men and Gates' wife, Melinda Gates, announced a campaign called the Giving Pledge to induce the wealthiest individuals and couples to commit half their fortunes to charity. This is how they advance the global agenda. This is how we advance altruism and humanitarianism around the planet. This is how we build the global collective through the Giving Pledge, inducing the wealthiest individuals and couples to commit half their fortunes to charity. Could just return them to the people they've stolen them from, but that's probably not in their mind. Buffett, who has given away more than $9 billion in Berkshire stock in the last 5 years, said in 2006 that his company is an ideal asset for charities because of its stability and earnings power. So these are the kind of givings that just keep on giving, Berkshire stock. Since announcing his charity pledge 4 years ago, Berkshire has advanced 27%, blah, blah, blah. Buffett has arranged that the shares promised to each charity will be delivered after his death. During his lifetime, the number of shares he hands over is scheduled to decline by 5% each year. It continues, you can reasonably expect the value of Berkshire shares to increase in an irregular manner by an amount that more than compensates for the decline in the number of shares that will be distributed, Buffett said in letters to his charities in 2006. And finally, the Gates Foundation. The Gates Foundation, with a $35 billion endowment, combats disease. That's the worldwide vaccination, the injections, vaccines, swine flu, and so on and so forth. The Gates Foundation, with a $35 billion endowment, combats disease and global poverty. So they spread disease and increase poverty. And funds U.S. education programming, indoctrination processes, no doubt. They teach children about things like sustainable development, sustainability, and climate change, man-made climate change, and guilt, and fear, and worry, and doubt. Last year, the Susan Thomas Buffett Foundation, named for Buffett's first wife, who died in 2005, gave more than $2 million each to Cambridge, Massachusetts, Abortion Access Project Incorporated, and the Washington-based Catholics for Choice. Catholics for Choice. Get your condoms and dead babies here. And more than $40 billion to IPACS, which works to expand the availability of safe abortions and provides reproductive health care. Well, there you go. Infanticide, starvation, and ignorance.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I guess we could just say, adding insult to injury, we'll move into the buyouts, bailouts, and sellouts as the global beast system crushes forward. This off Bloomberg once again, Andreas Rothman and Susanna Ray writing yesterday's news, AIG plane leasing unit in talk to buy the first jet since 2007. So here goes your money now, folks. This is supposed to be an insurance company, but they're not. They're much bigger than that. The American International Group, Inc.'s plane leasing business is in talks to buy jets for the first time since 2007. They're buying brand new jumbo jets as if they were in financial trouble. Well, you just thought so. Here we go. Anyway, as it seeks to expand after the insurer's U.S. bailout, the unit's new chief executive officer said. Now, nowhere in this article do they reveal whom they lease these aircraft to. So just stay with me on this article. And then maybe we all need to do a little homework and find out who leases their aircraft from the American International Group, Inc. International Lease Finance Corporation is, here's the quote, is doing extremely well, no doubt, and we see a continued improvement trend in our ability to engage financing parties. Maybe these are the aircraft that they bring the heroin and other drugs from Afghanistan to the United States with. I don't know. Really just don't know. Maybe this is what they use in their in their money laundering program. I don't know. I don't know who they lease these aircrafts to. Maybe Vanguard. Perhaps these are the aircraft that are being used to spray chemtrails all over the United States and around the world. International Lease Finance Corporation. Well, one of the things we're going to find out is that they're certainly interested in leasing aircraft of the capacity of the class that would be able to do that, these super tankers. Well, let's get it. Here it is. Kupron said he wasn't considering selling large portfolios of the Los Angeles-based ILFC's portfolio, that's the International Lease Finance Corporation, and that in order for 10 Airbus SAS A380 Super Jumbo jets was under review. Now, each of those jet engines, those aircraft engines, put out somewhere in the neighborhood of 70,000 pounds of thrust, I think it was. Or was it only 7,000? Looked that up just the other day. But this Airbus SAS A380 Super Jumbo Jet, an absolutely delightful opportunity there for a chemtrail vehicle. Anyway, why on earth are they considering buying Airbus aircraft instead of Boeing? If this is America's tax dollars at work, why aren't we buying American? Buy local, shop local, become vocal local. Well, here's a little more of the article. He also wouldn't rule out announcing a new order as soon as England's Farnborough Air Show, which begins on July the 19th. So the decision is already in the can. He's going to sell out America. He's going for the Airbus instead of the Boeing. ILFC last ordered planes in October of 2007. A year later, the government took over AIG to avert bankruptcy with a rescue that swelled to $182.3 billion. Shut out of capital markets for more than a year, the ILFC had to be propped up by AIG and sold, now get this, they sold 53 planes to the Macquarie Aerospace Limited for $2 billion. It seems like that was kind of like a fire sale to Macquarie Aerospace Limited. Quote, we still have a $13 billion portfolio, Kupron said. He's 47 years old. We quote, we have plenty of planes on order coming down the pike, and we have engaged some fairly focused exchanges with the original equipment makers to possibly complement that. How many of these planes are used to jet the AIG and the Goldman Sachs executives around and about? Boeing and Airbus weren't the only plane makers that ILFC is talking to, he said. Boeing and Airbus. Well, maybe Boeing is in the running. Doesn't sound very likely, though. He wouldn't give details on the timing or the size of a new order. Airbus spokesman Justin Dubon says the plane maker talks to all potential purchasers and doesn't comment on specific deals. Thomas Brabrant of the Chicago-based Boeing, used to be based right out of the Little Red Barn in Seattle, Washington, but I guess not any longer. Thomas Brabant of the Chicago-based Boeing company declined to comment on any discussions with ILFC, the largest customer for both plane makers. This is their number one. This is the cat's pajamas. This is the great Mac Daddy. All right? Something new to learn today. We're not currently contemplating selling large portions of our portfolio, but we will continue to sell aircraft opportunistically as part of a healthy portfolio management. So I guess they buy the aircraft, then they turn around and sell the aircraft, offering the potential buyers their financing deals. Maybe this is how the King Saud and the people at in Abu Dhabi get to fly back and forth in the Golden Triangle. I don't know. Still just speculating. Just found this article this morning, showing it out there for your consumption. Kupron wouldn't give the details about the talks with Airbus on ILFC's order. Do you think they're actually talking to Boeing? No. Which calls for the first A380 delivery in the second quarter of 2014. Airbus has had only one new airline customer sign up for the jet since commercial operations began in 2007. I wonder how many people at this ILFC are holding Airbus stock in their portfolio and they're using bailout money to buy A380 Airbus aircraft, and there's Boeing is left out in the cold. We're discussing it with Airbus, and we're discussing it with potential clients, and reviewing the situation internationally. Excuse me, internally. Well, that'd be internationally. There's no urgency because of the way our contract is with Airbus. It's not imminent, and it's not a priority. See, they have the contract already. They just threw in the Boeing fluff there because they knew that there would be outraged Americans like myself asking why we're not buying from American companies. Lease rates are holding up nicely, he said. Well, there's that. There's a little bit more, just kind of a continuation of the insanity. This coming out of the Pentagon via Bloomberg. Weapons budget grows amid Obama's cuts, Pentagon comptroller says. So our number one leak, our number one wealth geyser, our wealth volcano, our debt volcano, is going to continue to grow. U.S. spending on weapons through 2016 will grow faster than the overall defense budget, which will have annual increases of only about 1% above inflation, according to the Pentagon comptroller Robert Hale. Well, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Until you realize that it's this kind of spending that causes inflation when we borrow money into existence to buy this defense equipment. Our goal would be to get forces and modernizations to grow by 2 or 3%. So they want to grow the size of the military and do their modernization by 2 or 3%, Hale said in an interview, while saying it's not a given. An increase in weapons spending will include greater purchases of the Bethesda, Maryland-based Lockheed Martin Corporation's F-35 fighter. Very controversial, that one, the engines on that and all. New ground vehicles, we gave you some of that the other day, yesterday. A ship construction, satellite systems, and unmanned drones to hover over your house, perhaps. According to the Pentagon's long-range plan, Northrop Grumman Corporation of Los Angeles, Chicago-based Boeing also stand to benefit. So, a little sprinkle here and a little fairy dust there, as Mike Chambers likes to say. Some money may be shifted into equipment and personnel accounts from an effort to cut $100 billion of overhead costs over 5 years. I would imagine that some of this money will be shifted into personal accounts. Maybe some will even make their way to Robert Gates' personal accounts. Anyway, procurement and research are in the gaining portion of the budget. Procurement and research. The goal would be to move money from support-type activities, operations and maintenance, military construction, into acquisitions. And so once again, we have this emergence of this volunteer or private mercenary expeditionary forces, as we discussed a little bit on Michael Vail's The Vantage Point on Sunday with his guest, Jim Channon. Missed that interview, you might want to jump into the archives basket at Oracle Broadcasting and listen to Sunday's interview. Continuing along, it sounds like they're trying to do everything they can now to avoid major program cuts in the next few years. They will have no choice but to cut programs, however, he said. Well, that's that kind of a story. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to access the money ferry so easily? Geez, 120 billion? Well, we'll have to get the G's, 120 billion, and John Stuart Mill on the other side of the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, yes, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. Got a whole browser full of news that we covered in the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. And if you're just joining us, as AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota does in our second hour, certainly you can go back and access the archives. They can be found at oraclebroadcasting.com. Look on the home page there on the left. You'll see the list of available options. Just choose Show Archives and then go into the Show Archives box and then just click on Become Vocal Local. I think it's about third one down in the top there. And voila. There's a whole year and more of archives available. You can also go on and log on and bookmark to our website. It's becomevocallocal.com or simply vocallocal.org. Either way you want to get there, you'll get there just the same, where you'll also find direct links back to the archives pages at Oracle. And you can also find our chat room there on becomevocallocal.com. You can jump into the chat room and join the discussion. You can also call in throughout the broadcast. Your calls are always welcome, either at area code 512-904-8014 if you have unlimited access to the telephone systems, or if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area, at 512-CONSPIRACY. And for all others, 866-841-1065. It is our international number. You're certainly welcome to call into the broadcast throughout the day. Getting into an article here just quickly, closing out the news for this day. The GE's $120 billion asset unit to increase holdings of emerging debt, emerging market debt. Now, what are these emerging markets? You know, these we think about the BRIC nations, the BRIC countries. You know, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. All right, these are these developing countries, right? Developing, as if they need to have Uncle Suck handing them out treats, right? Well, that's the way it goes. But GE is putting $120 billion. In that basket. Let's find out. Here's the article. Esteban Duarte writing for Bloomberg, July the 6th, 2010, New News. General Electric's $120 billion asset management unit plans to increase holdings of emerging market bonds to take advantage of the global economic recovery. All right, to take advantage of the global economic recovery. So apparently their asset managers are visioning or expecting some kind of a recovery here. I don't know why they're not investing $120 billion worth of General Electric assets in the United States, but they decided to go outside of the United States to invest. GE Asset Management has 90% of its $60 billion of debt securities invested in the U.S. Oh, well, that answers the question. They have $60 billion worth of debt securities invested in the U.S., and they have $120 billion worth of asset management elsewhere. Well, let's continue. Again, that compares with a 50% weighting in equities. He said, here's the quote, the first step will be increasing our exposure to emerging market sovereign and corporate bonds. Wait a minute, sovereign debt crisis, sovereign wealth debt crisis, corporate bonds. And after that, to other fixed income areas, Colonna said in an interview in London. emerging markets are well positioned for global growth versus the developed countries. Maybe he's been in some of the meetings that you and I weren't invited to. Maybe he sat in on the meetings over in Davos. Maybe he's been to the G7 and the G8 and the V8 and all the other juice meetings that have been out there, G20. Emerging markets are well positioned for global growth versus the developed countries. Maybe he's been reading F.A. Hayek's Road to Serfdom. Maybe he understands that the idea is to bring down all of the developed countries to the miserable level of Mexican peasants while they raise up the Mexican peasants to the miserable level of the American middle class. Kind of emerging, kind of a meeting in the middle, a meeting of the minds. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again and just taking a look at this article, one of the last news articles we're going to talk about this morning in regards to General Electric and what they're trying to do, where they're investing. But they end the article on this wise. Worldwide knowledge, quote, "The general goal is to follow the path GE has followed worldwide, taking advantage of the knowledge that the company already has," says Colonna. That's Intel, who joined GE from mortgage provider Freddie Mac in 2000. I hope they've checked his credentials very well. I hope that GE is not following the same footsteps that Freddie Mac walked into. The company will use external fund managers, quote, where we don't have in-house expertise. Wonder where they have any in-house expertise. Brazilian real-denominated bonds are beating emerging market debts by the most since September. A central bank president, Henrique Meirelles, raises interest rates, bolstering confidence in his efforts to contain inflation. Local bonds returned 1.6% in the second quarter, blah, 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 according to J.P. Morgan Chase. Quote, we are seeing how some big countries in Latin America and other areas are developing their own local debt markets and would like to take advantage of that. Kind of reminiscent of the jackals and the economic hitman, isn't it? I don't know. It seems like it is to me. Let's go over here. Let me see. I think we're just about done. Maybe. Well, I think we're all done. So with that, I'm going to set aside the news basket. And again, if that wasn't enough news for you, if you just joined us in the second hour here, you can go back and access the first hour and get plenty of new, newsy news, as we like to do each day. Let's go back in. Yesterday we had a rather interesting day. We talked a lot about the Declaration of Independence, just the very first segments of it, looking into some of the meanings, some of the double entendre, some of the obfuscatory language that was used in there, language that has been changing over the time. And in the previous broadcast, we've been going in the second hour to our study, a continued study of John Stuart Mill, his considerations on representative government. And this is from a volume edited by an H.P. Acton. It is available as a PDF on the web if you want to go up and browse around and find it. One of these days I'll get a cool afternoon and I'll be able to post those kind of links in the new website that we're building. But this, an Everyman Classics, you might recall the John Locke book that we were referring to, also an Everyman's Classic. But this is an Everyman Classic. It's a paperback. John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism, Liberty, Representative Government, and Selections from Auguste Comte and Positivism. Auguste Comte and Positivism. I don't know how many of the listeners have been around, become vocal local to understand that this is a very, very important man. Auguste Comte and his system of positivism altered the world substantially. Very few people want to come out and speak about it overtly, but he certainly has had an incredible impact on the planet. But J.M. Denton Sons published this, limited out of London, and this, the copy that I have, was published in 1972 anyway. So who is this Auguste Comte? For those of you that are not aware, just about this time of year, in fact, it was June the 30th of 2004, I had a very profound thought, came in two parts. The first part came just after midnight on the evening of June the 30th, and the second part came just around 10 o'clock in the morning on July the 1st. I'll share it with you one more time, and it goes like this. Listen carefully. There is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. They might go back up on the archive later and copy that down and take a look at it. It's been the focus of my study these past virtually 6 years, 6 years almost to the day, and it has been very, very rewarding as a study. We find all manner and sundry things in that study, but it was through trying to find out just exactly what that profound thought was all about that led me eventually to a study of Jeremy Bentham and the philosophical radicals of his day. You can go back and begin with this concept of the pursuit of happiness, the happiness principle, and understand what might have been in the mind of our founders when they drafted the Declaration of Independence and included that comment in there, in contradiction, really, to the way that it had previously been styled by John Locke, where we say life, liberty, and property as opposed to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But trying to wrap my mind around that concept, led me into the discovery of a man named Sir Francis Hutcheson, who many will say, and I agree, is the founder of the happiness principle. And he's the guy that came up with it, and he wrote about it in one of his treatises. I have that on my table here, An Inquiry into the Original of Our Ideas of Beauty and Virtue. And you can get that book directly from the Liberty Fund Books, An Inquiry into the Original of Our Ideas of Beauty and Virtue, revised edition, Francis Hutcheson, spelled Hutcheson. And if you will study that book, you will come into the beginning of knowledge on what is the happiness principle. From that, corruptions after corruptions came along, and finally it came out as the greatest good of the greatest number. The greatest good of the greatest number principle. That's a Jeremy Bentham thing, but you have to kind of follow the thread to get there and understand that. So we've been talking about a little bit about John Stuart Mill, reading directly from his book, this, the chapter, The Criterion of Good Form, when we're looking, making an inquiry into a representative government. You know, I like to say that I am all about the abolition of the established two-party political system, but I advocate the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Now, I'm the only one that I know of that says it that way, but it embodies for me all of the right words in the right order to understand what kind of government we had, maybe should have, what would be best. But representative government is almost in itself an enigma. Trying to get your mind wrapped around what exactly is representative government. Do we have a representative government? Have we ever had a representative government? And indeed, in fact, is a representative the best form? I think it is. I still do. But it is a very deep study. And I would say that most of the social scientists and the political scientists that I have read in the past give it pretty short shrift, although Hannah Finichel Pitkin, in her book by that title, A Representative Government, did a pretty good job, a good stab at it, out of the University of California, Berkeley, Atherton Press, if my memory serves me right. Anna Finichel Pitkin, Representative Government. So let's just pick it up and continue the study right from John Stuart Mill. I really am getting a lot out of this reading of this book, and I'm considerably ahead of us where we are on air. But that helps because I can go back and I know basically where he's heading bit by bit, you know, time by time as we move along through this. Let me just check the time. Yeah, we've got 21 seconds. We got a break right on top of us. When we come back from this break, we'll begin the reading. You might look on the internet during the break, see if you can find a copy for yourself. Representative Government, John Stuart Mill.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as we investigate this concept of representative government with John Stuart Mill, one of the things that we've already learned up to this point in our readings is that he's really looking beyond the system of representative government, so to speak, although he's going to dig into it much deeper and in greater detail as we go along. But he's looking and he's pointing right back to the people. You know, you're always looking for somebody else to come along and be your savior. And unfortunately, that's something that was inculcated 2,000 years ago and has been perpetuated by the high priesthood ever since. But he's indicating rightly that we need to look first to ourselves. That's why we become vocal local. We become informed about the issues. We study things very carefully. We very carefully research the past and the present. And we look into the future, into a future of greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, then we find ourselves always in the future, or in the present, falling forward into the future. And we do that best when we can actually have a seat at the table, when we can actually be a voice that is being heard in the center of power, speaking truth to power, as opposed to being left outside with the stormtroopers and the battle shields on the sidewalk with our bullhorns trying in futility to shout down the walls of government. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. So we need to understand that unless we are willing and able to energize initially within the established two-party political system for the purpose not of building a stronger Republican Party or a stronger Democratic Party, but the purpose of energizing within these established two-party political committees for the purpose of bringing these two parties back into a line, one line, like, let's say, the Democratic-Republican Party, to use Thomas Jefferson's style, and then as a meeting of the whole in a deliberative assembly, listen carefully, as a meeting of the whole in a deliberative assembly with a clear majority present, using all of the things that we've learned from Robert's Rules of Order and the weaknesses of democracies against themselves, we simply vote them out of existence. And that can be done legally, lawfully, and almost instantaneously. There are 3,066 local voting precincts all across. Excuse me, there's 3,066 counties scattered all across the United States, plus or minus the boroughs and other things. 177,000 plus or minus local voting precincts. But in those 177,000 local voting precincts, we'd only need to have a majority position in those precincts, and we'd only need to have a majority position in those county committees in order to affect this plan of mine called Plan B. It requires far fewer people and can be affected in far less time than most of the other pipe dreams that I've heard floated out there in the world. Anywho, Well, all that, we found again that John Stuart Mill was pointing at the people. And unless we, the people, are so disposed, so organized, mentally, spiritually, physically, otherwise, to be independent, self-governing folk, then we will not have that kind of a government. We will have whatever kind of a tyranny that our own people, us, it's not some independent third party, you know, you're not looking for the Anunnaki or some serpent to come crawling out of a woodwork someplace. It's us. Unless we are a quality people, we cannot expect or anticipate either a quality lifestyle or a quality government. But let's continue. If we ask ourselves on what causes and conditions good government in all its senses, from the humblest to the most exalted, depends, John Stuart Mill writes, we find that the principle of them, the one which is transcends all others, is the qualities of the human beings composing the society over which the government is exercised. Comprenez? You with me? We may take as a first instance the administration of justice, with the more propriety, since there is no part of public business in which the mere machinery, the rules and contrivances for conducting the details of the operation, are of such vital consequences. No other machinery than the people. We, the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Yet even these yield in importance to the qualities of the human agents employed. Remember when we were studying Dilbo and Howard's Principles of Business Law, and I went on and on there, bringing out, trying to show you at one point in that discovery, the importance of the principal, the agent, and the third party. So again here, John Stuart Mill writes, yet even these yield in importance to the qualities of the human agents employed. Quality. Of what efficacy are rules of procedure in securing the ends of justice? We talked a lot about Robert's Rules of Order, and we'll go into it in greater detail in the future. Henry M. Roberts' brilliant writing that is used in just about every corporate boardroom and every club, group, organization, fraternity, or otherwise. This is their order of business, Robert's Rules of Order. Of what efficacy are rules of procedure? You know, the other day you heard that Congress was changing their rules, so that they could, you know, by bending the rules, they would be able to do more of this and more of that. Draconian and, you know, treasonous, traitorous, treacherous horse that they are. Of what efficacy are rules of procedure? It doesn't matter whether you're playing a board game or whether you're playing a ball game or some other kind of a game. If you have rules, if the people don't follow the rules, you have no order. So he says, well, of what efficacy are rules of procedure in securing the ends of justice? If the moral condition of the people is such that the witnesses generally lie, does it make any difference if you have jury nullification? If you don't have a moral people, they'll be of little or no help to you. And the judges and their subordinates take bribes. This was written in 1850. Sounds like the United States of America today, doesn't it? Again, how can institutions provide a good municipal administration? You think that municipal government was invented in Chicago, right? How can institutions provide a good municipal administration if there exists such indifference to the subject that those who would administer honestly and capably cannot be induced to serve? How many people in this country, you know, have their names on the ballots coming up? Precious few that weren't selected by the parties. My name's there, but I don't know whether I'll succeed in my bid for office. Nevertheless, it's like a lottery. If you don't put your name on the ballot, you have no chance of winning. Back again. If there exists such indifference to the subject that those who would administer honestly and capably cannot be induced to serve. You can see the poison, you know, teaching people, well, government never work. You can't do anything. Oh, the electronic voting machines. It closes all doors to possibilities when you when you lock in on one concept, you inevitably lock out on another. Choices do have consequences. Be careful how you choose. Listen to everybody. Read anything. But don't believe a damn thing till you can prove it in your own research. And the duties are left to those who undertake them because they have some private interest to be promoted. Isn't that the rule of the day in the city of speech and the city of crime, the Straussian neocon development that we live in today, this modern collectivist, corporatist, fascist state? Of what avail is the most broadly popular representative system if the electors do not care to choose the best members for Parliament? Of course, he's writing in England. But choose him who will spend the most money to be elected. This is the purpose of the political parties, of course, to gain proximity to or complete control of governments. And they do that by bringing forth their candidates and then firing up all of that collective power and bringing them forth with advertisements.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we have returned once again taking a look at this. John Stuart Mill's The Criterion of the Good Form of Government, and he's suggesting representative government, as I do as well. But we're looking at what very well could be considered to be a manual or a blueprint, not only to all of the things that perhaps could be best or right about the system, but for anyone with an evil intent, they could certainly use this writing and develop a system destined for failure. How you can get over. The problem, really, of being a logician is when you reason an argument and you bring out both sides of the argument, you can inadvertently present all of the ways that something can be destroyed as you try and present all the ways that something can succeed. So we have to be very careful. You get guys like Saul Alinsky, like a web bot, a crawler. He's out there, he's collecting all of the most devious and underhanded divisive techniques that they can find, and then they turn around and they use them as community organizers to bring their local areas into kibbutzism and collectivism, unsuspecting people. How can a representative assembly work for good if its members can be bought, or if their excitability of temperament, uncorrected by public discipline or private self-control, makes them incapable of calm deliberation? Powerful. And they resort to manual violence on the floor of the house or shoot at one another with rifles. Remember anyone seen the cartoons where they were the people in the early House of Representatives before they had all the rules in order and while they were still getting their feet under them in the Continental Congress? And I have cartoon caricatures that show representatives cudgeling each other with canes and people standing up with pistols. How again can government or any joint concern be carried on in a tolerable manner by people so envious that if one among them seems likely to succeed in anything, those who ought to cooperate with him from a tacit combination to make him fail? You think about this clever device, the established two-party political system. You know, the Bible is wise on that. Matthew, I think, is 12 and 24. A house divided cannot stand. A kingdom divided against itself shall surely fall. You create the Republicans and the Democrats. You create the liberals and the conservatives, or the conservatives and the progressives. And then you pitch them into the same house, the left versus the right sides. And what happens is that people vote along party lines rather than looking at the issues carefully, reading the bills, and voting intelligently as representatives of the constituents that sent them there, not the corporations, but actually their towns, their cities, their counties, their districts, if you will. How again can government or any joint concern be carried on in a tolerable manner by people so envious that if one among them seems to succeed in anything, those who ought to cooperate with him form a tacit combination to make him fail? And the Republicans gang up against the Democrats, and the Democrats gang up against the Republicans, and as their party platforms are advanced, we the people lose. Whenever the general disposition of the people is such that each individual regards those only of his interests which are selfish and does not dwell on or concern himself for his share of the general interest, in such a state of things, good government is impossible. Again, you have to be very careful when we read John Stuart Mill, former disciple of Henry St. Simon, French socialist, perhaps the founder of French socialism, maybe sharing that with Godwin and Proudhon and others, but nevertheless, and Auguste Comte, the founder of the system of positivism, the positive philosophy, the positive polity, and his positive religion, the universal religion of humanity, John Stuart Mill, coming from all of those influences, now back over in England writing, and advancing what would be known as the greatest good of the greatest number principle, Jeremy Bentham's philosophical radicalism. We always have to be very careful when we're in these areas. But this is still sound wisdom. good teaching. The influence of defects of intelligence in obstructing all the elements of good government requires no illustration. The influence of defects of intelligence. How many people have you heard speaking on the floor of the House? How many of our, you know, reporters in the independent media have brought out the ignorance of, let's say, Barry the Usurper, or, you know, call him the teleprompter king, or Jorge Bush, you know, the village idiot that escaped from Texas, and so on and so forth. The influence of the defects of intelligence in obstructing all the elements of good government, here John Stuart Mill says, requires no illustration. Government consists of acts done by human beings, not some autonomous third entity thing from space, but government consists of acts done by human beings. And if the agents are those who choose the agents, or those to whom the agents are responsible, or the lookers on whose opinion ought to influence and check all these, are mere masses of ignorance, stupidity, and baleful prejudice, every operation of government will go wrong. You understand why it was so very important to introduce this idea of the deliberate dumbing down of America. And Charlotte Isherby writes about that so carefully and so well and extensively. But every operation of government will go wrong if the mere masses are of ignorance, stupid, and baleful prejudice. It's really up to us. It's up to you and it's up to me. We have to raise ourselves up to that level of a people who can live free, who can throw off the fetters and the bondage of the past and actually live free. Beyond liberty, into freedom. Every operation of government will go wrong, while in proportion as the men rise above this standard, so will the government improve in quality up to the point of excellence, attainable, but nowhere attained. You see these lofty goals. If we see 100% freedom, you know, moving into greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, it sets the bar high enough to challenge you, makes you reach for it. If you set your goal, you know, to get to the moon and you fail, you fall short someplace between Earth and the moon. If you set your goals to get to the sun, you might not get to the sun, but you might be able to crash land on the moon. You see what I'm saying? You have to be careful where you set your goals. You want your goals to be set reasonably and attainably, but never so easily attainable that they provide no inspiration. Well, I'm going to be a mountain climber. There's a 200-foot hill behind my house. I'm going to climb it every day. Or you could set your heart on climbing and summiting successfully solo K2 or Mount Everest or Mount McKinley or Mount Rainier or any of the other great peaks on the planet. So continuing along here, so will the government improve in quality up to the point of excellence, attainable, but nowhere attained, where the officers of government themselves, persons of superior virtue and intellect, are surrounded by the atmosphere of a virtuous and an enlightened public opinion. A virtuous and an enlightened public opinion. You see the opposite that we live in today, as if someone got into this book and then created the absolute, the diametric opposite of what could be, but is not. What could be attainable, but has not yet been attained. The first element of good government, therefore, being the virtue and intelligence of the human beings composing of the community, the most important point of excellence which any form of government can possess is to promote the virtue and intelligence of the people themselves, all right? And if you want to understand the happiness principle the way that I do, having read Francis Hutcheson in his book, An Inquiry into the Original of Our Ideas of Beauty and Virtue, you've just found the words echoed again by John Stuart Mill. To promote the virtue and intelligence of the people themselves is the path to having that kind of government wherein freedom can reign. The first question in respect to any political institutions is how far they tend to foster in their members of the community the various desirable qualities, moral and intellectual. We'll pick it up right there, ponder that, right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, looking in her in the last, as we move into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, I haven't been doing due diligence and checking the phone bank. I'll make sure I do that right now. Okay, doesn't look like we have any callers online, but if you want to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. 866-841-1065, the chat room is still up and running. But let us continue again. The first question in respect to any political institution is how far they tend to foster in the members of the community the various desirable qualities, moral and intellectual. Or rather, following Bentham, that would be Jeremy Bentham now, following Bentham's more complete classification, moral, intellectual, and active. And so we start to get into an understanding or coming to the understanding, I hope certainly by now, that we're not dealing with your run-of-the-mill writer when we're dealing with John Stuart Mill. We started out this inquiry weeks ago, right out of the encyclopedia, giving some background biographical material on him to show the exceptional nature of his early life. His father, James Mill, homeschooled him. And he was a, let's say, a very exceptional young man. Unfortunately for his father put such a burden on him with that program of education and discovery that it eventually cost John Stuart Mill, like many others, a nervous breakdown, mental breakdown. But he was able to recover from that. So continuing now, we're looking at moral, intellectual, and active, these three criteria. The government, which does this the best, has every likelihood of being the best in all other respects. And so as our government looks to us, as the things that we, the people, introduce into government, instead of passing millions and millions and millions of laws and pages and pages and pages of text and things that no one can ever read and beyond the scope and by all of the, by any reasonable imagination, any of the powers ever granted by we the people to our governments. Instead of all of that, if we were to use the resources of government to develop the moral and the intellectual and the active capacities of our people, we would then have a morally, intellectual, and active government coming up out of we the people that would help to further the process as we move into greater and greater measures of freedom. The government, which does this the best, has every likelihood of being the best in all other respects, since it is upon these qualities, so far as they exist in the people, that all possibility of goodness in the practical operations of the government depends. It's a circle, it's a loop. It goes back, you know, we talk about dualism and Unitarianism, oneness, the Mobius Strip. There's no separation between government and people except the one that has been fostered in your mind by the propagandists of Bernays and all of the rest of the Jesuit generals and everybody else. And cleaved the people back in the, you know, back in the 1960s and into the 70s, you know, down with Big Brother. Hell, we are Big Brother. If we want to step up to the plate, all right? You're only downing yourself when you down Big Brother. You might want to, you know, apply the licking stick, and you might want to bring in speak truth to power, but we're going to need to develop the moral, the intellectual, and the active principle in ourselves and then infuse that into our governments if we have any chance whatsoever of carrying on in the 21st century in anything other than just abject misery and poverty. We may consider, John Stuart Mill continues then, as one criterion of the goodness of government, the degree in which it tends to increase the sum of good qualities in the governed, collectively and individually. Since besides that, their well-being is the sole object of government. Now, I highlighted that in my book, in my text, and the name of the book that we're referring to here is John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty, and Considerations on Representative Government. And I know from one of our listeners that you can get a PDF of Considerations on Representative Government written by John Stuart Mill as a PDF on the web. Right? But in my own studies, I highlight this, that their well-being is the sole object of government. Why? Well, because the state motto for Missouri is Salus populi suprema lex esto, where the well-being of the people, the wealth of the people, their weal, the common weal, where the wealth of the people, their well-being, is the supreme law of the state. At least that was the motto when mottos were the things to do, when you created state seals and things like that. But this idea that their well-being is the sole object of government. We hear those same words yesterday out of the Declaration of Independence. The governments are secured, instituted among men to secure the blessings, these creator-given unalienable rights. The governments are instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, or as Locke styled it, property. But as we see, the pursuit of happiness is perhaps even more important, especially if we understand rightly that you can't define life without speaking of property. And so it would have been a bit redundant. And our founders were philosophical radicals in their own right, and maybe they just made that amendation to prove the point. But continuing, this leaves as the other constituent elements of the merit of a government the quality of the machinery itself, that is, the degree in which it is adapted to take advantage of the amount of good qualities which may at any time exist and make them instrumental to the right purposes. This is machinery of government. No, the Constitution isn't the problem. The Constitution is a framework. And as we mentioned yesterday, it's a trust. And if you go up on the website, www.the-legacy.info, again, that's the-legacy.info, you can find some information that was put out, some DVDs that would help you to understand what more you can understand about this idea of our Constitution as a perpetual trust. It's a compact in the federal government. It's a compact. It's a covenant. A covenant relationship between us and us and our founders and us. A perpetual trust. Again, back to this, we look at it. This leaves as the other constituent elements of the merit of a government. And as Aristotle wrote, in a republic, the Constitution is the government. It's not just a GD piece of paper. It's the government, stupid. The idea of William Jefferson Clinton saying it's the economy, stupid. All right. It's the government, stupid. That's what the Constitution is. It's just the government. It's your Constitution. You look in the mirror and you see how you're constituted, your body and your organs, the same thing, same concept, same ideas. How would the body of government be constituted? That's the Constitution. Simple as it is. It is the piece of paper. It takes us to flesh it out and to bring it into life, breathe life into it. Let us take again the subject of judicature as an example and an illustration, John Mill writes. The judicial system, being given the goodness of the administration of justice, is in the compound ratio of the worth of the men composing the tribunals. If you've got a sorry sod that sits as a judge in your community, male or female, how can you expect to have any justice coming out of that? Is this some bought and sold black robe whore? Right? The people that sit in the jury box, a bunch of stupefied, dumbed down, ignorant, base animals, how will they ever be able to save your bacon in a time of need when you're depending upon a trial by a jury of your peers? But all the differences between a good and a bad system of judicature lies in the contrivances adopted for bringing whatever moral and intellectual worth exists in the community to bear upon the administration of justice. It takes the moral people. It takes an intellectual people. It takes an active people to live well one with another in society under liberty. As we've said before, liberty is nothing more than just a collar and a leash around the neck of freedom. If we were all perfectly equal, if all men were indeed and in fact created equal, and no one ever thought that they were, but if we were all perfectly equal and our society was just moving along, you know, in a blessed manner, we would live in freedom and we wouldn't need liberty. Liberty is just a conditional freedom to make society possible. Folks, that's all for today. Hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.